Alright, what's going on, guys? It's your boy King. Today we are back with another podcast, and yep, we are officially back with this beautiful podcast. I hope you guys have been waiting for this, but sorry we've been gone for so long, but today it's back. And we got Chaotic Savage with us. We got Bro Grizzly.
Yep.
And we got our special guest, Vice.
What's up?
So, Bro, cue the intro.
It's been forever!
Yeah!
Since our last episode. So, technically, this is what? Episode 9.
Episode 9.
And this is the get back. This is the get back. Episode 9 out of 10 episodes in one season. I guess what we're going to do, guys? Are we going to do 10 episodes in one season, or are we just going to go for infinity and beyond?
10.
All right. So, basically, our next episode is our season
finale.
And I know we already took our winter break, but we gonna come back. We gonna hit y'all with seasons and seasons. We gonna try to be more consistent. We are definitely sorry for. I know there's a lot of people hitting me up in my inbox like, "Yo, where's the
Mine
podcast?"
Too.
But yeah, I mean, we are back now, and hopefully you guys enjoy it just like you guys enjoyed the last episodes. One thing that I didn't put in the John guys is that I do want to talk about, well, one of our favorite episodes. And I know, King, you said yours, but I know me and Rel got one.
Yeah.
But,
sure.
Like, we're definitely going to get into a lot of topics. So, I'm not going to bore y'all by just talking. We're just going to jump right into it. So, basically, why we've been away for so long. So, I'm going to say my part. I've known, like, we got work and sometimes our schedules collide, and like literally all three of us podcasters are really busy men. Yeah. And like trying to set up a date was just like impossible. But now it's just like we back to our get back. Like, I like this episode to be named the get back, because now we are back and we're going to be better than ever. It's going to be way more funnier things that we talk about. It's going to be exciting topics, and like, if y'all took the chance on us, please keep taking the chance on us. King, go ahead and run your story.
The reason I haven't been on here is basically because I just started my job and I had to really start doing next step to paying car insurance bills and all that because my mom. But really, there's really no excuse. I just haven't been able to do the podcast because of work. I've been working on my car lately. I've been trying to do my YouTube channel and just trying to grind for clips. So I really haven't had time to be in the podcast.
That link to that. Where can they find your YouTube channel?
At Boosted Kicks.
Yo, go follow. If you listening right now, there's no reason why you don't back out and go follow Boosted Kicks. Go subscribe to Boosted Kicks.
Right, come right back.
And then come right back. You gotta hear the rest of it. But Real, what's up? Like, why? So why do you think we've been away for so long?
I mean, personally, you know, me, Bro Grizzly, you know, I've been away because, you know, hibernation coming in real soon. You feel me? So
it's,
I had to, like,
cold.
Yeah, bro, it's getting super cold. So I had to like eat up. You feel me? Because I'm about to be sleep for a couple of months. So, you know, that's why I've been gone for a minute. You feel me? Santa Grizzly is still here. No, but for real.
Ooh.
too soon.
Tell the people who Santa Grizzly is.
Okay, so Santa Grizzly, basically, I went up to the North Pole. I made a deal with Santa Claus. I'm like, yo, let me take your job for a little bit. You feel me? He's like, all right, bet, no problem. So, basically, I don't know if y'all have been paying attention to the clips on Instagram, but I've been delivering gifts out to people all year long. So, that's basically what
it is. So what do you mean
been.
By gifts? So what is exactly a Christmas kill?
So a Christmas kill is when you use a little micro miniature robot car and you basically send it to them. So it's like Amazon Prime. You're being delivered a gift. You feel me? Yeah.
So it's only a Christmas kill if you get how many kills?
Three or more.
Three or more kills. So it's defined right here on the Ace Gods podcast. It is not a Christmas kill unless you get three or more kills. So don't be going out there sending us clips like, yo, Ace Guys, we getting Christmas kills too if you only get one person with that RCXD.
No.
You have to get three or more kills. If you get a full team wipe, Christmas came early.
Christmas came early.
But if you get three or more, it's Christmas, you know. It's Christmas. Fact. But that's the reason why we've been late. And like I said, me speaking for all of the Ace Guys, we do apologize. But without further ado, we want to come and bring in our guy, our special guest, Vice. What's up, Vice?
Hey, what's up, man? Thank you for having me today.
No problem.
So, Vice, you've been a part of the Ace Guys for like what? How long would you think?
Like 2 months.
And have you ever game with a BO4 clan before, or like any clan before?
Not really, no. Nothing serious, no.
So that's like the first team you really got down with.
Yeah.
So, well, we happy to have you. Moving on to our next topic. We want to let y'all know, give y'all a little update before we start getting into the other topics that we're talking about us. Our HG supporter hoodies, which you will see some hoodies going on the screen right now. They will be live November the 1st. If you want a hoodie, you could DM us, and we can DM us on where can they DM us, guys?
Ace Guys Gaming.
Ace Guys Gaming on Instagram, on Facebook, on your Twitter, anywhere you feel like you want to DM us, you could DM us there and try to get you. You could definitely get you a supporter hoodie. They start at $40. So if y'all really supporters and y'all showing love, we already got like what? How many hoodies we gave out so far? Jeez. Other than our hoodies, we gave out I think 4 supporter hoodies so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for us being a small clan, that's kind of good. That's showing that people showing love to us. So,
facts.
And we got mass inquiries. So, but now, so that's our hoodies. That's probably gonna be our only winter merch. We also got wristbands if you want to get some of those. Ace Guys Gold.
Yo.
So, everyone here is a part of Ace Guys Gold.
Facts.
We just had a scrim the other day.
We did.
Yeah, it was some like really elite people. We're getting better. We're getting better. I mean, what do y'all think about Ace Guys? Shit. Bro, a year ago, it was just 2 of us. Literally. We had no.
Ace Guys Gold is elite as fuck, in my opinion. Just elite.
And it's definitely, that's our competitive team.
Yeah. So I'm very happy to be a part of this elite team. It's setting the boys to men, so to speak, not really. But yeah.
Whatever, like if y'all listening and y'all got your own clan and y'all want to smoke, send us DMs. It's got to gaming. Cause we setting up scrims every day. We ready, just like it say on the sleeves.
It wouldn't say on the sleeves if we weren't ready.
Exactly. You know the vibes.
You know the vibes, yeah.
Big facts.
All right, so let's move on. Where was that?
So what's next for Ace Guys Gaming, bro?
So, in my opinion, what's next is we definitely... I mean, like, we already hit, like, on a, to me, for us being a small group, we already hit on a very large scale, to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And the only thing now is just to take over. Yeah. So, what you guys can expect from Ace Guys Gaming, from our YouTube channel, from our Instagram and everything that you guys follow for entertainment, is for us to branch out to different games. So, not only are we going to be playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare, you guys are going to see some Call of Duty mobile clips. You guys are going to see Call of Duty mobile, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Ark. We're going to branch out to Ark, probably a little bit of Minecraft. Apex, GTA, we're getting back to the old us. We got segments coming out called GTA The Hunt, where we literally go down and hunt someone that maybe you guys know. And it's just like all content for any game. We ain't hiding from nothing. We in everything. We ain't trying to be in everything.
So I just went on our Instagram right now, right? As of today, right? We've officially made 300 posts on Instagram, and we officially have 300 supporters on Instagram.
That's amazing.
If that ain't content.
That means for every video we've put up, we've gained a follower for every single video.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Shout out to you guys.
And it's not a dead follower base either.
Organic as fuck.
Everyone's always, it's organic as fuck. Everyone loves us. Like, everyone. We got love from Lit Lizzy that's always showing love. We got, Andy Stone always showing love. Mm-hmm. It's not one video you could go up on our gram and see Andy Stone didn't like or Lit Lizzy didn't like. Like, and I like that. That's support, and we give support too. So,
yes. Definitely.
This thing really starting to. This is Ace Guys Army really about to turn into Ace Guys Universe. Our whole goal is to be you guys' favorite gaming team.
Basically, just favorite like content creators too.
Literally,
that's like the one thing that really kind of pushes us to do this is just being the best and knowing that you guys enjoy the content.
Facts. Of course, and we got vlogs coming out with our guy King with at the car meets.
Yeah,
everything.
Bro.
Like,
I have a vlog coming up right now. Soon, guys, have to get it edited, and you guys are in for a treat.
I just might pull up.
How are you liking this vlogging, King?
It's good, but it's kind of weird out in public because people just stare at you and like, what the fuck is this dude talking about, and why is he talking to his phone? But me personally, I'm just like, yeah, who cares? I do this because this is what I like to do. Da da da. But right. It's not bad. I actually get to have fun. I have to go out, have fun with my friends, and this vlog is gonna be amazing. We have tug of war, we have fucking drag racing, we have racing, like street racing and shit like that. We just have like a bunch of stuff. You guys get to see like stuff on my car, the new exhaust I put on. So stay tuned with that, man.
And y'all get to watch his car build from scratch. Literally. Exactly. Y'all can say y'all watched it when it wasn't no mods on it.
Exactly.
Flat.
Tug of war, though, that sounds dope.
It's dope. My boy Brad was in it.
So, like, is it basically like, all right, a little line down the middle of the street, y'all tie a rope to each other, bumpers, and y'all just go off, like,
basically,
just see who's
two trucks.
Dang, I want to see that.
I'll send you the clip after this.
Definitely put that clip in the chat. Or send me a clip. Either way, I want
to
see
that. Sneak peek, we'll try to put it at the end of this podcast.
We're going to put it in. Yeah, we're going to put it right at the end.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, sneak peek at the end. That we can't forget about it either. But dang, tug of war. Alright, so Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you guys liking it?
I think I'm OP. I don't know about that. I really think I'm OP.
I don't know about that, man.
Yo.
It's got gaming moving to Call of Mobile. That's crazy.
We on everything.
Everything. Right. Yo, Vic, you played Call of Duty Mobile?
Yeah, I played it a couple of times. It's really good.
How you like it?
I really like it, man. I really like it. Actually, that game made me delete PUBG. No hate, guys. It just made me delete PUBG.
Delete PUBG? That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, this is me. You know, personal life.
Yeah?
I like it better than PUBG. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, King?
I like it. It's actually a really good. I like how they put all the like different weapons and obviously like known weapons into it, mm-hmm. and how they have a little like small section of maps and stuff. But I feel like they should add more over time. But they just added a new update to it. The Halloween update. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
And it's nice. I like it. It's it's something different. It's refreshing.
Yeah. I actually played it a couple of times. It was actually a little different because like I'm used to playing PUBG on mobile, so you know I'm good with the fingers. You feel me? And, you know, this whole COD Mobile popped up. I'm like, oh, shit, let's give this a try. So,
the one thing I really like on COD Mobile is the Battle Royale.
Yeah?
That's, like, my favorite part.
Wow.
I don't know why. Like, I'm super good at it for some reason.
Wow.
So, if anybody wants to smoke...
COD Mobile, you know the vibes. COD Mobile, you heard it here first.
I want all the smoke. I'm taking money 24/7 this year.
Oh,
you know what's crazy? My game on Call of Duty Royale. My first game, I won.
Wow.
I never played another game after that.
That's okay.
But it's ahead. Yo, you know what is so crazy? Like, what's technology crazy? Is fucking insane, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I really just played a whole Royale, ran around at work, like literally, at work, sitting in the lunchroom. I ran around for about, I guess, 30 minutes in a Royale, like I was at home playing on my console, bro.
Bruh.
Like, technology has really evolved, and it's so crazy to me, yo. So crazy, yo. What y'all think about the new Modern Warfare?
Oh my god.
I can't wait for it to drop.
Early access getting in at 8 p.m. Talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. On
we was talking about this earlier. I don't know if I want to buy it tomorrow or wait.
And you heard it here first. King just got deleted from the East Guys Get Nom.
So what are y'all like? So what are y'all more happy about with Call of Duty
RIP campaign?
Like, what that okay campaign?
Yeah.
What about you, King?
Definitely campaign, because Captain what is it, Captain Price? I'm pretty sure
Price. Yeah,
yeah, man, he's so back, man.
Man, what about you, Vic?
For me it's like I'm excited. Like, you know how it's different from BO4, like, you know, the gaming style, like, it's different, right?
Like the movement,
the mechanic,
yeah, movement and the campaign. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Okay.
I'm actually making a
post
for it right now, as we speak.
Us playing Black Ops 4, and then moving to Modern Warfare.
It's gonna be different.
It's a whole different Call of Duty.
Yeah,
we're most likely not gonna have heist, which is gonna be a downfall for us. But
yeah,
you know, Ace Guys always gotta rise up.
We adapt. Yeah, we overcome.
I like the
succeed.
More lobbies though. I like that we could get more of us in at one time.
Yeah.
I love that part, though.
Yeah. But hopefully we'll all be running Ground War together and doing some,
of
you know.
Course. I can't wait to see definitely. 8 HG tags in one lobby. After they've been limited us to 5. How many HG tags I could put in a Ground War? Is it 10v10?
Yeah, they do. They have a 10v10. I'm pretty sure it's 20v20. And don't call me on it. I think it's a 50v50. I think
I'm calling you here first. Rogue Grizzly will sponsor you a $25 PSN card to the first Ace Gods Gaming member who can become Master Prestige on the new Call of Duty.
Ooh, should we put that challenge in the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we put that challenge in the chat?
Yep.
No, wait, don't do it.
Why?
Just wait and see whoever watches the podcast. Wait and see who's a real one.
Right.
Smart thinking, bro.
Okay.
If you an Ace God and you in this podcast right now, you a real ass motherfucker. Sorry. And hopefully you're gonna be the one to win that.
One more thing that we forgot to mention is also the crossplay. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to play with all of my guys from Xbox.
Fuck Xbox. Sorry.
I'm gonna destroy some Xbox kids.
I apologize. No hard feelings.
Hell no. Ain't no apologies over here.
But,
is it cross-platform?
Yeah.
Is it cross-platform?
Yeah, it's cross-play.
Really?
Cross-play.
Oh, we're going to smack some Xbox lobbies.
Fucking...
But watch out, we got PC players, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
the keyboards are going to be going off, bro.
Hey, yo, did you guys know we can use keyboards, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was using mine. I was beasting
on it. You
using
a keyboard?
Yeah, man. It feels so smooth on it. But it's weird, too.
I thought it was better with, like, the mouse, though. Keyboard and mouse. You're using mouse, too?
Yeah. But it's weird coming from a controller going to also a mouse and keyboard, because you're so used to have everything at just your thumbs, but you right. have everything on both hands now. Like, you're moving the whole mouse and you're pressing the buttons, trying to reload, and then space bar to jump. It's weird, but it's refreshing because it's something new.
Mm. Right.
Interesting. Yeah, man, this new Modern Warfare is gonna be crazy. But yeah, for real. For real, man. This gonna be dope, man.
It's gonna be something new. We're gonna shred on it. We are gonna destroy.
Yeah, I can't wait for the drop. I honestly can't wait.
Call of Duty.
Okay, pause. Who's over here crumbling some goddamn paper?
Crackers and shit, yo.
Keep that as the podcast.
No, it's all going in. Fuck it.
This dude fat as hell.
It's hard being a dad, you know what I mean?
It's all good,
really
money.
Like, I ain't trying to do the work.
It's all good, money.
It's like, nah, you gotta...
The last one I'll put on the
table. I might fuck around and be there. No keys now. Let me stop before I fuck around and dead be there. All right,
one thing I do want to talk about is these hoodies.
All right, let's wait. Hold on. Let's come back in. We said in 1, 2, 3...
All right, one thing I want to talk about is these hoodies. Damn. How are you guys feeling on the designs of the hoodies?
Fucking me and Mel stayed up to about like 4 in the morning going over this shit.
Literally. Trying to figure out first of all, we had to figure out which hoodie was going to be the best material. Mm-hmm. Like, we went with Next Stage. We went with Fruit of the Loom. Like, everything. We needed to see which was going to be the best. And you know what was the decider? When we bought our shirts, our HG shirts, we bought 25 Gildan.
Yeah.
And me and Rel was like, bro, these shirts are still, like, tight. You know what I mean? Yeah. These shirts didn't, like, stretch out. They didn't do nothing. I fucking worked in my shirt, and I could still wear it. Like, it just snaps back. So I'm like, let's buy some Gildan hoodies.
I got that in mind. It
fits so snug. Yo, it fits so snug, and I loved it. The design and everything, I love it. It's like... And you know, these hoodies, the Mach 2s, the first one didn't have nothing on the shoulder, and it didn't have our names and stuff on the right.
Yeah.
And I like now that everybody can have their name, they got their gamer tag or whatever screen name they want, and they got their number. So if you see somebody walking around, if you see somebody without it, usually our supporter hoodies will say supporter, but if you see somebody walking around with our design and they ain't got the stuff to the right, and it ain't numbered, what are we, 1 through 30? 1 through 32?
Yeah, 1 through 32. It's a fraud.
1 through 32 is a fraud. They didn't buy it from these guys.
So, a couple questions. Is there going to be different color variants of the hoodie?
Eventually.
I got a black one, a red one, and a gray one.
Mm-hmm. So there is different colors.
There is different colors.
Okay.
I'm getting my gray one soon.
Next question. If everybody, like, from, if you're not in Ace Gods, are they going to be repping one of us, like, on the back of their jackets? Or are they going to have their own gamer tag or their name?
Yes. Say you want your girl to have a hoodie. Now, it's not going to be the same price as your hoodie, which was 25. It's going to be 40. But you can definitely have King's girl on the right side, like on the left side of the hoodie where everyone's name is, but it won't be no number, no nothing like that. It'll just say King's Girl.
So that's how you can tell if they're an Ace God or something.
Right. Yeah. That's that name right there to the left defines who you are. Like, if you're just a supporter, it says supporter. If you're King's wife, you're King's wife, but you support them, you know? It won't just say supporter. If you wanted to say blank, it'll say blank. But still, that's just how it is.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. So let's say one of the fans, like, let's say if they want to, like, order a hoodie with, like, let's say Royal Grizzly, you know, like a fan of Royal Grizzly. Like,
if you're a fan of Royal Grizzly,
yeah.
Like, so it'll say supporter Royal Grizzly. It'll say something like that. Because if I gave him a hoodie that say Royal Grizzly, it's like.
Damn, that's bro.
Like, oh, yo, you Real Grizzly? Wow, bro.
If a supporter wants a personalized hoodie from a personalized person, then I'll just sign it, honestly. Like, if it's for me, like if y'all want a Real Grizzly hoodie, then I'll sign it in the back or whatever. I don't know. So, some shit like that.
Hey,
sign
a Grizzly.
Man.
I'll put a white strip. If somebody want a hoodie that's signed or something like that, I'll put a white strip on the back, and then I'll get whoever's signature, and then I'll take the signature, send it to my mans, and then he'll post the signature on the back.
Perfect.
So it'll all be in vinyl. Yes. Okay. Nice. So yeah.
Gaming hoodies. That's crazy. That's crazy. We have hoodies now, bro. That's crazy. Wristbands, hoodies,
that's,
shirts.
That's crazy.
We moving. Next thing you know, we're gonna start having cars and shit. H guys gaming cars.
So I had it. So are we gonna be soon to be doing posters and stuff? So yes. People can order them.
So that's like one of my goals. I feel like every single one of us have like a spirit animal. So yeah. Like I want to get like everyone's logo, like from my logo being a wolf. Hold on, pause it. So like I feel like I'm like my spirit animal is a wolf. So like, and you see Rel Grizzly, he's like a grizzly bear. Blackhawk's a black hawk. Jordan's a panda. Like literally, Longfang's a bobcat. Like. I feel like it goes on and on and on. So if I could get like a poster and put like all of our logos just like all over it, I would definitely get one of those. And I also want to get like a flag. Ooh. Like an HG flag. But I'm still trying to put together in my head like how we was going to build it. Yeah. So like one of the things me and Rel was talking about was like when people come in, how do we really say that they're a member?
Yeah.
Like how do we know that they remember. We was gonna get dog tags, but then we was like, don't get dog tags because somebody can come in for 2 weeks and then leave, and then we still shipped off the dog tags. So we was like, get the wristbands and shit like that. But other than that, our merchandise is gonna go through the roof. But give us another year. We'll have our website running. We'll have all of our merchandise on our website. We'll have people making their merchandise for, because like right now it's like I'm getting everything made and then I'm shipping everything off. But we'll have a third party who does everything for us. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
Yeah, it is.
We're gonna be growing soon, guys. So stay tuned and definitely stay supporting us because we're definitely gonna grind up.
Yeah, and we're all our day ones, we gonna take care of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
All our day ones.
Yeah.
Like people who was here from 300 subscribers to when we get 50,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all imagine we get 50,000 subscribers, bro?
Yeah. That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Shit.
The grind gonna be real though.
Dope as shit.
Yeah, it is.
We out here, people. We out here. We making moves. We taking names.
Of course.
Exactly.
We taking names.
And this PS5 that dropped.
Oh my god.
You ready for that?
Oh my god. 4K graphics out the box?
I'm still stuck with this first PlayStation 4, so I don't know.
Oh. Dang, the first one?
Yeah, ooh, man.
I might have to buy you one.
Fan bout loud as shit, you feel me?
That's why my plan. That's why Call of Duty is not playing on it, because you hear
fucking so, heater. Like,
oh, so is a PlayStation 5 worth buying at $500-$600?
Depends. If this is your life, then obviously yeah. But if you're just like doing this like part time,
is a PlayStation worth buying at $600?
Yes.
Like if okay, so yes for real. But hold on, we're gonna get all of y'all explanations too.
Okay.
So what about you, King?
I personally, if you are a content creator and you play Call of Duty daily or Fortnite daily, and you need like good graphics, so I feel like if you're doing that on a daily basis, like it's kind of like your job, then yeah, definitely. But if you're just doing it part time, like it's just something you like doing and it's fun for you, I wouldn't really. Me personally, I probably won't until like I get bigger into this. But
so it depends.
Yeah, it really depends on how you look at it and how you are going with it.
Okay.
What
I'm
about
saying
you,
right now? Vic?
Okay.
In my opinion, like, if you're a content creator, I think you should make that investment, you know? Yeah, I think if you're a content creator, yeah, definitely.
But I'm talking about you, though.
Oh, about
do
me?
Do you think it's worth buying?
Honestly, I think it is. As soon as I sell this one, I'm moving on to the next one. I gotta sell this one first.
Okay, bro, you said yeah. Why did you say yeah?
Because, like, next generation, like, new games are going to come out, better graphics, you feel me? Like, it, compared to the renders that I've seen online, like, it's going to be a lot smaller, so now I can fit more shit on my shelf for my TV, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So, like, all you got to do is just take your mom or dad's credit card and buy it. Simple.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Do not do that. To any kids that's listening, do not do that.
Regardless of the consequences.
Pharrell Grizzly. He tried to have the government on us for real.
Listen. Regardless of the consequences, you feel me? You might get grounded for a year. It's okay. But look at thinking about it. You're going to have a new PlayStation.
You're going to get a new PlayStation 5.
By the time the PlayStation... You're going to get off a punishment when the PlayStation 6 drops.
Listen. I'm telling you. It's going to be worth it. Telling you. It's going to be worth it.
Like my monitors and
don't
stuff.
Worry about, you know, don't worry about the rents. Don't worry about the light bill. Don't worry about the gas the bill. Don't worry about all that. Just go ahead.
Ain't no PlayStation without the light
you.
Bill.
No, just go ahead and bro, simple. Get an extension cord. Go to your neighbor's house. Take their power. Simple. The moral of the story
you really thought that out.
He seriously did. Seriously.
The moral of the story is you're going to get that PlayStation 5.
Here's my thing, right? So I said the same thing when I was playing the PlayStation 2, and I said, bro, I'm not playing no PlayStation 3 for $300. I'm just not going to do that. Then I said the same thing when the PlayStation 4 dropped, and I was playing PlayStation 3, and it was like, well, if you don't buy the PlayStation 4, you won't have no friends because we're making everybody pay for their internet. Mm-hmm. And they just didn't have it on the PlayStation 3. So I bought the PlayStation 4. Now the PlayStation 5 is dropping, and I'm going to buy that too. Even if it's for $600. And this is why. Because I literally, gaming is literally my hobby, right? So I work shitty hours, 2 to 11:30, and it's like I work in a hospital, so my hours are complete shit. So my free time, sometimes if I'm not out with the family enjoying, I like to get on a game. I'm very competitive. And if, just like I was saying about the Call of Duty Mobile, if everything is so high tech and for the future now, and I'm willing to pay for the future, that's what I feel like we're paying for more than we're just paying for our console or just paying for the hard drive. I feel like we're more so paying for the future. Just like cars nowadays, right? Cars, you really paying for the future. Like, what's the electric cars?
Tesla.
Dane, see, y'all drive cars.
Yep.
See, it's like the Tesla. I feel like the Tesla is just for the future. And if you really want to experience the future in new age technology, because lo and behold, you will reach that Tesla stage. But it might take a little longer, but that Tesla stage will reach you. But still, by the time you hit that stage, it'll be more tech for the future. Mm-hmm. So to me, I just feel like we just basically... getting ready for the future and, like, you know, it's just hobby things. So, all in all, myself, I definitely will buy it if I can buy it on release date, because I know people gonna be lined up outside.
Oh my God, yes.
I know for a fact people gonna be lined up outside. I never was the guy that could camp. Like, would y'all camp in line for a PlayStation
5? No.
Yeah, I never was that guy. It's nothing I ever wanted that bad to, like, sit outside for a day. Like,
I'm gonna
me
just wait.
And my wife.
Go ahead.
Me and my wife was talking about going Black Friday shopping. But wherever you go Black Friday shopping, you got to be there on Thanksgiving Day, and you got to be there at 8 p.m. And by 8 p.m., I'm going to be stuffed.
No, you got
like
to be there before 8 p.m.
Yeah, people,
you gotta
yo,
be there at 5.
You got to pay a bum to hold your spot in line. And then you got to pray to God that he really holds your spot in line. Right. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm telling y'all now, though, if I see y'all on site with a PlayStation 5, I'm just jacking your shit. That's it. Off rip. But for real though, don't let me catch
damn,
you outside.
Damn, you really violent.
It's that grizzly shit, you feel me? Nah, let me stop. For real. Yeah, definitely cop the PS5, because you want your investment in the future. You don't want to be left behind, you know? Like, think about all the people who are on PlayStation 3 right now still playing. They're assed out. You feel me? You don't want to be
like.
I can't
deal with those people.
You don't want to be like your friends. Just go ahead and put an investment in the future. Yeah.
And go ahead and cop it. Because, like, we're not saying you won't have it in the future.
No.
Like, you will have it. It's just going to be dead by the time you grab it.
Yeah. Facts.
But, bro, where the time at?
15.
Minutes left?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's close it.
Oh, God.
All right, let's open it back.
All right. All right. Fortnite.
For our next topic.
What do you guys think about the whole Fortnite situation?
Bruh.
So, they really ended it mid-game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Epic Games could be one of two things. They could be really, 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 really stupid, or they could be really, 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 really smart. Because people literally was getting paid to play Fortnite, and they ended it for a day, which means people wasn't making no money. People lost so much money for one day.
Bruh.
That's crazy. Yeah.
People was talking about suing Fortnite. They had the Twitter joint on saying, like, yo, like, we're definitely suing. We over this shit. I'm never playing it again. And not only that, was it one full day? Was it 24 hours or was it 2 days?
It was 2 days, 48 hours. So you had people fucking having black screens and shit, people breaking their TVs, punching holes in their monitors.
I've seen so many videos.
I'm like, it's not that deep, bro. Like, it's just a game.
I've seen so many videos. The one that's really popular, though, is this little kid. He's like, turn on his
TV.
Turn on. Why don't you turn on? He throws the plate at the TV. We can hit you. Yo, that was so insane.
Yo.
But, like, that's crazy.
I mean, think about it this way. What if, like, Black Ops 4 right now, that's the same thing Fortnite did? How would you guys feel?
I'm pulling
up. You said the same Black Ops did that?
Yeah.
I'm pulling up.
I would play GTA.
Oh, okay.
I would play GTA. I know Modern Warfare about to drop it a little bit. I'd be like, oh, this all is just a stunt. I would just turn on GTA and I would go ham. I would take out all my frustration on the GTA lobby. The whole lobby would catch rank. But I do think that was insane. Like, for them to, like, end the game like that. But then they brought back Chapter 3. And none of you guys played Chapter 3 yet, right?
Nah.
Or is it Chapter 2? I know it's one of them chapters.
I mean, I
don't know. Y'all think Chapter 2 going to save Fortnite? Because I believe Fortnite is done.
I played it, and it's nice. I like it a lot.
Really? Is it different?
It's not different, but, like, you can definitely tell, like, there's a difference in it. But I can't really tell, like, what it really is. But it's not bad. I actually really like it.
Put it down in the chat.
I heard you can, like, drop boats and stuff like that.
If y'all want to see a return of Triangle Nation. If y'all know me, put it in the chat if y'all want to see a return of Triangle Nation.
And I'll push it. Should we get a couple of guys and just go ahead and run Fortnite for one day?
Oof.
Try to scratch us up a dub with all them tryhards in the lobby. Bro, we be in the bushes like hell.
Like, yo, move, bro. Remember, get out of here, bro.
Remember Porter Fort?
Porter Fort
was this shit.
Yo. Immediately get into some shit. Drop that bitch. Got it.
Porter Fort was that shit, man. I don't care what nobody say. Then you got Porter Fortress.
Yo. Over the days, bro. Over the days.
All right, so it's getting to that time of the podcast where we come to an end, but best believe we are coming back with a beginning.
Called the
we got episode 10 next. And
season finale.
What do you guys think?
Bigger.
What do y'all think? Season finale. We do a face John, face cam.
We go live. Yeah, we go live.
We
show the
hoodies.
We go live, baby.
Episode 10. Oh shit!
Episode 10.
Too late. Episode 9.
What?
Episode 9.
Wow.
Oh jeez!
Wow.
So now,
all right, guys.
Now I'm gonna have to backtrack all this fucking shit.
No, no, keep it where it's at. Keep it where it's at. As long as it's in there.
All right, okay.
I forgot how we end it. How we usually end it?
Ace of the Day.
I mean...
No.
We're going to scratch the Ace of the Day. But how do we end it? I forgot how to end it, bro. I ain't did this shit in so long.
All right, guys. Well, this has been another episode of Ace Gods Gaming Podcast. This is your boy, Rob Grizzly, signing out.
Chaotic Savage the Gamer.
Oh, it's your boy, King.
He always do this.
Peace.
See ya.
Bye, please.
Two, one, go!